The cello isn't just for the concert hall, you know, and given there's enough headroom and a musician such as cellist Ilse Desire, it can find its place in a session too. Desire spent many years working out where a cello might fit into Irish traditional music, which involved plenty of session playing, but also a years-long journey into the tunes, which she charts in the film Living the Tradition. For the film, Desire and director Martin Roos travelled Ireland in search of the secrets of 10 airs, aiming to record each in the setting in which it was written. Culturefile's Vanessa Noonan connected with the pair in a low-carbon fashion to hear about their voyage into trad cello.
I'm Ilse Desire.
I'm Martin Roos.
And we've made a film in 2013, we started this film, and it's called Living the Tradition. And we travelled around Ireland, and I played the cello in the places where the airs originated. So I wrote and arranged 10 Irish airs, and the film is the journey, meeting people and talking about each of the airs and looking at the history behind each of them.
So I've been interested in the cello and trying to play it myself. And then I've always been interested in Irish music. And so at some point in, I guess, 2012, I typed Irish music cello. And then the first hit that came on the list was Ilse's website. And she had written this Irish Airs for Solo Cello book, where she arranged 10 Irish airs and also researched the history behind the airs. And I bought the CD, I bought the book, read about the history, listened to the music, couldn't play the music because it's too difficult for me, but I was really captured by it. And so I was thinking this could be really interesting to make short videos that were not just simple music videos, but, you know, would be mini music documentaries. But this came at a really good moment, and we just started to connect, and the project just sort of came to life. And in the summer of 2013, we started the filming tour, and that actually became one film.
So an air is a song, or a slow song, and originally the songs would be particularly in Sean Noss style singing, and they have a lot of ornamentation, and so it's a very simple melody, but it would be repeated and twisted around with ornamentation, so you really get a beautiful, expressive piece. I think that when I was sitting down and arranging these pieces, the biggest thing I was searching for was trying to emulate sounds of different things. Like, I loved the sound of an Ilian pipe playing Carrick Fergus, and I was like, oh, that sounds great, how can I do that? Then I discovered on the cello that, oh, to get that sound of the Ilian pipe, if I put a drone underneath and just get this little bit out of tune, but keep going on that note and, you know, just get the right sound, then I could emulate a sound of it. And when I listen to the Sean Noss singers, someone doing it, and it's like, oh, okay, that's how those ornaments work, and I'll try and create that on the cello.
We planned a few of the interviews with people, but also we had utterly random meetings with people that even if we would have tried to find them beforehand, we would never have managed. So Fanny Power is this 17th century person. We find out where approximately her house would have been. And we just, okay, near a lake. So we had to go and drag our stuff through some fields, and then suddenly there's this man sitting there who's the farmer who owns the land where the house was standing, and he was just sitting there, And we met him and he said, oh yeah, of course I know where the house is. And he started to explain all about the house and everything. And he showed us where it would have been. And, you know, and it gave us a perspective that we have never had, had we come like an hour earlier or an hour later, the man wouldn't have been there.
It's really, really appreciated.
You're right. I like history myself.
Yeah, great.
When I first started getting interested in Irish music, which was 30 years ago, fellow bass player in London, and he said, hey, you should play some Irish airs, and Ollie Blanchflower was his name, and he taught me Cape Clear. That's what started me on the journey, and in fact, that's the opening shot in the film, is playing that piece. So then I was like, oh, wow, okay. I go along to a session, and I pull out my few tunes that I'd learned when I was a kid. And some people were, like, in the early days, they were sort of shocked, and there was quite a lot of, like, a negative reaction when I'd first sit in. And then just here and there, but then other places I'd go and they'd go, wow, cello. So gradually I've learnt, like, what's the role of the cello in the session. And you do have to be careful because the cello can be very, very powerful. So you can easily overrun the sound of everything else in some ways if you're too heavy-handed, especially like on fiddle, you know, the bowing and the light-handedness. You really have to try and emulate that on the cello to get that light sound, especially if you're playing the tunes. You know, it's a new skill, relatively new skill in Ireland, that there'd be cellists in sessions. So you have to be really in tune and very flexible with the harmony and riding through without getting in anyone's way.
Ilse Desire there, and you also heard from director Martin Roos about their film Living the Tradition. Vanessa Noonan was the reporter, and as part of this year's Cellissimo Festival in Galway, Living the Tradition will be screened at Nuns Island Theatre on the 25th of May at 3 p.m., followed by a Q&A session with Ilse Desire.